Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is daf hey. In Masechet Shabbos, we begin the 67th daf in Shas. We actually got pretty far into daf hey. We're about 12 lines in from yesterday's shir. The topic is very straightforward. Our Mishnah had told us on the Beis Amud Aleph that the halacha is that if a Baal HaBayis passes an object from the Rishus HaYachid and puts it down into the hand of an ani, we learn in our Mishnah that the Baal HaBayis, if he did an Akira and a Hanocha, he is Chayiv. The Gemara is bothered that in general, in order to do Akira and Hanocha, the Gemara asks on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, it did not find a solution to this problem, that's where we're going to pick up today, that you need to do an Akira from an area of Dalet al Dalet, and you need to do a Hanocha on Dalet and Dalet. In the case that we described, the hand of the Ani, where the Baal HaBayis had placed the object in, is not a Dalet al Dalet. Same thing would also apply if the Baal HaBayis takes from the hand of an Ani, and he brings it inside and puts it down, he'll be chayiv on that Hakira, even though he took it from the hand of an Ani, which is also not a Dalet al Dalet. Asks our Gemara, yesterday already, towards the beginning of our Shir, the Gemara had asked, at the end of the day, you don't have Dalet al Dalet. Now, the Gemara attempts a new solution. We pick up approximately 12 lines down from Hey Amud Aleph, towards the end of the line, Amar Rebbe Abba. Rebbe Abba suggests, Masnis and our Mishnah could be explained the following way. We will go with the Girsa of the Bach, Masnis and Kigon, She'akra Mitraxel, that he took it out of a basket, Vihiniach agabi traxel, and he put it inside of a basket. Deikonami hanocha. So in such a case, you will have hanocha on dalid. In other words, the Baal HaBayis and Ani are actually holding baskets, asks the Gemara, and therefore our question is solved. It could be a basket that's dalid al dalid. Asks the Gemara, v'hayadok tani. But doesn't it say his hand? Answers the Gemara, tani traxel shebi yado. We'll learn it means the basket in his hand. Asks the Gemara, Hatenech traskel sheber rishus hayachid. I understand when it comes to a traskel in a rishus hayachid, that's fine. You'll view it as a dalet al dalet, and if we're talking about the Baal HaBayis placing it down in a traskel, that's great, that's a hanocha. El traskel sheber rishus harabim, rishus hayachid hu. But the traskel that's sitting in a Rishus HaRabim, well, in of itself, is considered a Rishus HaYachid. We should look at the basket as being an independent Rishus, a Rishus HaYachid, independent of the fact that it's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, because it's considered its own domain. Therefore, if the Baal HaBayis passes on into a traskel that's sitting in the hand of an Ani in a Rishus HaRabim, it's irrelevant that the Ani is in the Rishus HaRabim, that the Traskel is sitting in the Rishus HaRabim. At the end of the day, the Traskel itself, where the object was placed inside, is a Rishus HaYachid. Lema deloka Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. For that reason, this will not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The sign of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda held, Noatz konen b'Rishus HaRabim. If a person puts down a pole in a Rishus HaRabim, Uberosho Traskel, and above it is a basket. Very reminiscent of how some birdhouses sit on top of a pole. So instead of a birdhouse on top of a pole, think of a basket. Zarak v'noch al-gabav. And then he throws into that basket. Swoosh. Except it doesn't come through. Dom, it lands right on the bottom of the basket. Chayiv. In such a case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you're chayiv. Deikra Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Pasha Baal HaBayis said, L'chutz v'nasan selch yado shel ani, amai chayiv, m'rishus hayachid, r'rishus hayachid, kamafik. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he's actually, if he puts in the traskel, just like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into a traskel, you're chayiv, because he looks at the traskel as being an independent Rishus, as a Rishus HaYachid. So too over here, if the Baal HaBayis places the object inside a traskel, then he's never put it in a Rishus HaRabim. He has taken it from his house. That's what the Gemara means, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. He's taken it from his house and put it into a basket. Answers the Gemara. Afilu tem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we could explain that the Baal HaBayis is putting into a traskel, the chayiv, as if he put it into the Rishus HaRabim. Aye, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda had said, we view it as an independent Rishus. Hasam l'mala miyud. Hacha l'mala mata miyud. In the case of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that was unique, because the Traskel was sitting in an area that's above 10 tefachim. Rashi previously, in Dibur HaMaschal V'Nach, explained that if it's sitting on top of a pole, then we view the walls of the baskets as going all the way down to the ground, and therefore we draw down the mechitzos all the way down to the ground, and therefore there are mechitzos between, halachically, from the walls of the basket running down parallel to the pole all the way to the ground. So that's a case in which we have a kli on top of a rishus hayachid, because once we view the mechitzas as going to the ground, then we view the basket as considered being on top of rishus hayachid. If that's so then when you have something above 10, as in the case of where you threw up something on into the basket, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, you get 2 points as well as your chayiv. However, in a case of where it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, which is the case of the ani and the bala bayis, if it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, then it's not considered an independent rishus on the one hand, and we don't view it as if you put it into a rishus hayachid. If you're the bala bayis and you put it into a traskel, which is not sitting 10 tefachim above the ground, we view it as if you put it into the rishus harabim, and you put it into rishus harabim with a dalid al dalid area, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for the hanach. The Gemara continues and says that Rabbi Avo did not like this pshat. Kashalei l'Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was bothered. Miktani traskel shebiyado. Valyado ktani. The Mishnah makes no mention of a basket. To say that we're talking about a case where you have a basket in his hand, that's difficult. Elam Rabbi Avo kigon shishul shul yado l'matam in gimel. He put his hand lower than 3 from the ground. Vikabla. And he accepted the object. According to this teretz of Rabbi Avo, what happened is the following. The area within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered agud, connected to the ground itself. For example, we apply the rule in both Hilchos Erevin and in Hilchos Sukkah. I'm sitting in a sukkah now, Baruch Hashem, that the rule of Lovud says that any time you have pieces of wood within 3 tefachim of each other, they're considered literally attached. Similarly, again, the word similar is operative, that if something is within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's considered as if it rested on the ground. Hence, when the Ani and the Bala Bayis pass to each other, if their hands were within 3 tefachim of the ground, then you don't have the problem of object not resting on a dalet al dalet. It actually rested on a dalet al dalet because it rested on the ground itself. Asks the Gemara, but if they were bending down in order to be within 3 tefachim of the ground, va'omed katani, it says they were standing, says the Gemara, besocha, they were bending over. V'bayis em, or if you want, we could give another teretz. Ba'omed biguma. They were standing. Rashi adds the word ba'omed here in the Gemara. It just says biguma. They were standing in a trench. In other words, they didn't have to bend down, but they were within 3 tefachim of the ground simply by standing, each one of them standing in a trench. V'bayisema binanas. Or you could say that he doesn't have to bend down if it was a midget. Rava finds this pshat difficult to accept. Amar Rava, Ichbal Tana Lashminin Kolhani. Did the Tana literally means to double all of this to tell us these particular halachos? In other words, the above descriptions of Rabbi Avo, it took place less than 3 tefachim, he bent down a midget. That is what the Tana went out of our way to describe. Usually, just to add to what Rava is saying, usually we have the basic rules. Now we're starting with these very strange exceptions. Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, no, there's a more basic pshat. Yodo shel adam chashuva lo kedalet al dalet. A hand of a person is considered significant to him as if it's dalet al dalet, and therefore if it's considered significant for him like dalet al dalet, so then it has a halacha of dalet al dalet. This appears also towards the end of Maseches Erevin in the Tzadis, that if you have an area that is chashuv to the person, like dalet al dalet, it could very well be not only a hand, but other areas as well will turn into a dalet al dalet. V'chein ki yasa ravan am Rabbi Yochan, yadu shel adam chashuv lo k'dalet al dalet. That the hand of a person is considered chashuv to him like dalet al dalet. On a pshat level, maybe the way we were masbir the Gemara could also answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's question in the Gilyon Nashas. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, maybe our Tana is trying to teach us the word, the Eged Yev Shmei Eged, that if it's within three Tvachim, it's considered connected to the ground. However, according to the way we explain, that obviously Rabbi Akiva Eger did not understand that way. As a rule, we never answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's questions, we just give an alternative understanding. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger's questions are so strong, that Rava's question is that the Tana should not have taught us outside in extreme cases, but a classic halacha, a standard halacha. And the rule, Yad Oshon Chashuv Lo K'dal Dal, will be a standard halacha. To start Hilchos Hotza by Eged Yad Shmei Eged, maybe would also qualify Ichbol Tana Lashmi'inan Kol Hani. It's also interesting to note that the Lashon Ichbol Tana, to double, of course, is might refer to the doubling as well of both the case of the Ani and the Balabais. Mar continues. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Zarech Chayfetz, V'noch B'soch Yodo Shel Chaveru Chayiv. Someone throws something and lands in the hands of his friend. He's Chayiv. Mai Kamashman, Yodo Shel Adam, Chashuv Lo K'dal Al-Dal. The Chiddush being that the hand of his friend is considered also like a Dal Al-Dam. V'amar Rabbi Yochan Chad Zimna. But then Rabbi Yochan already teach it to us another time that we just quoted above. Answers the Gemara, Mal the same I would have thought, that's only where he said his hand is significant. Maybe the only time we say achshava is when you put it directly into his hand, you show that you want it, but if you throw it in the air and his friend grabs it, snags it, in such a case, maybe we don't say achshava. Aval hecha de lo achshava liyada emalo, kamash malon, the chiddush is that by definition, a person's hand is considered chashuv and is considered halachically like a dalid al dalid. The Gemara continues 7 lines before the wide and him and aleph. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Amad b'mekomo v'kibel chayiv. If I throw something to someone who's standing stationary in a spot and he catches it, then I am chayiv because I intended to throw it to a makum chashuv and that is my friend's hand. Akar b'mekomo v'kibel. But what happens if I threw it to a general area and someone runs and he catches it? So then in such a case, it's not considered as if I did the hanacha. I intended it to land somewhere and someone else grabbed it and put it down. In such a case, I, who threw it, did not do the hanacha. Tainami hachi, acherim omrim, omdim mekomo v'kibel chayv, akrim mekomo v'kibel potter. In such a case, you would be exempt because lo niskaima machshavto. Mar continues 2 lines from the Y. By Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan asks the following shaila: Zarech chayfetz v'nekar hu b'mekaymai. A person throws an object and he runs and he catches it. V'chazo v'kiblo mahu. Think of ourselves when we didn't have someone to play catch with, so we would throw the ball into the air and run and catch it. Mahu. Do we say that the individual is chayiv both for akira and a hanocha? My kami boyle. What is the crux of the question? Amar avada barava shnei kochos ba'adam echad kami boyle. Here the individual is doing both akira and anacha. Do we say on the one hand, continues the Gemara, shnei kochos ba'adam echad, 2 kochos, the akira and anacha, 1 person caught them echad dami v'chayiv, and it's considered as if he did the whole malacha, and therefore he's chayiv. Odil makishnei b'nei adam dami. Or do we say it's considered he made himself into 2 different people, one who does the akira, the other who does the hanacha, and if you will, he cloned himself, and therefore it's considered like shnayim she'asuhu, that we learned on Gimel Amid Aleph, that shnayim she'asuhu is potter. So one person did the akira, and the other person did the hanacha. It happens to be that he himself did both of them, but that's only because he cloned himself into not only the bar hakira, but also the bar hanacha. Says the Gemara, Teiku, we leave it off as a question. Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios Vabayis. That's how I was taught when I was little. It was the Rashi Tevos for Teiku. The Gemara continues, Amir Ravin, Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Hichlis Yada L'Tochatzer Chaveiro V'Kibel Meik Shamim. Someone who has a receptacle and catches rainwater. The Gemara describes he stuck it into the chatzer, the courtyard of his friend. It's difficult to understand, based on the end of the Gemara, why the Gemara described he stuck it into the chatzer of his friend. We will go with the approach of the Maharsha, who says that the Gemara is lav dafka, and whether he stuck it into his friend's chatzer or it's in his chatzer, he had received water from the heavens and then put it outside. Halachically, the Maharsha's pshat makes a lot of sense, and that's why we will go with it. Although it's hard to understand why the Gemara went out to say Chatzer Chavero, see Likute Chaver Ben Chaim, that gives a different pshat. Vahotzi Chayiv, in such a case, he's going to be Chayiv. This was a teaching, another teaching of Rav Yochanan in Hilchos Hotzah. Maskif la Rav Zeira, but Rav Zeira asked a strong question on this. Mali Hitino Chaver Mali Hitino Shemayim, Ihu lo Avir Akira. Rav Zeira asks the following question. We had learned earlier, on Gimel Amud Aleph, we had learned that if you pile something on to your friend, then if the friend goes outside, he didn't do the Hakira, you did, and therefore no one did both Hakira and Hanocha. If that's so, asks Rav Zeira, Mali Hitino Chaviro, Mali Hitino Shemaim, Ilo Avid Hakira, and Hakira was not done. And says Rav Zeira, you have to learn a different pshat. The Gemara answers, Lo time kibel ela kolat. Don't learn that he caught the water, because then it would be like Hitino. Ela kolat, he gathered the water in. Rashi explains, at this stage of the Gemara, we understand there was water that was running down, and he used one hand to direct it into another hand. Ba'ba'ino nakira me'agabe Mokom Dalid Veleka, asks the Gemara, but you need Akira from an area that's Dalid. Yaivitz explains that one hand was passing over to the water to the other, but not that it grabbed it. Because the Gemara comes along and asks, V'abainan Akira Malgabe Mokom Dalid Veleka. If he was just using his hand to run it off into the other hand, where the Hanacha was done, in such a case, the Akira was not done on a Mokom Dalid. Says the Yaivitz, if, however, he would have accepted in one hand the water, then we learned above that Yado Shaladim Chashuva Lo Kedalet Al Dalet. But here it was just running it off. He was there directing the water with his hand, so then the Gemara asks, no Akira. Amrab Chia Barei Dravuna Kigoyin Shekolat Me'al Gabi Al Kaisel. No, we're talking about where he directed it off the wall, where there was an Akira, into a hand where there was an Acha. Asks the Gemara, but that also there was no Akira. Al-Gabe Kosel Nami, V'holo Nach. They were never Oker from Mokom HaNechasam if it was running around off of a wall. Answers the Gemara, Kida Amar Rava, as Rava had said in another Sugya, that the Gemara is going to bear out in a moment, Bekosel Mishupa, a wall that has a slope. It's not the wall that's going straight down, then the water doesn't rest. But if the wall is quite horizontal and and sloping downwards, so then it's considered as if it rested on that wall, and if it was redirected then by the individual, so then in such a case, he was oker it from its place. Hachanami because of Mushufa, you could learn that our sugi is talking about where the wall was sloped. Now we're going to give background for this concept of Rava. Veheicha di itmar de Rava, what was the case in which Rava had said this? Ahadisnan. It was talking about the following Mishnah. The Mishnah Erevin describes how Yekoreh b'sefer, an individual who was reading from a sefer. In those days, every b'sefer was a Megillah. It was a rolled up scroll. Alei skufa. He was reading it on the threshold. V'nizgalgala sefer miyado, the sefer part of it rolled out of his hand. One side of the scroll rolled out of his hand. Golo etzlo. So then the halacha is that he's allowed to roll it back to him. This is a long sugya in Erevin. Rashi summarizes briefly that if you standing on a threshold, that's a karmelis, and if it rolls outside, it's prohibited to bring back, like it's prohibited midrabban to bring from Rishus HaRabim to a karmelis. However, in this case, since he's holding on to the edge, so at most, there, at its worst, it would have been an Isur de Rabbanan. Chazal say that since he's holding on to the edge, he's allowed to bring it back. Hayikari Barosh Agag, if he was reading from a roof, Viniskala Sefer Miyado, and then the Sefer rolled out of his hands, Achi Gia La Sara Tvachim Golo Etzla. Up until 10 Tvachim from the ground, he's allowed to roll it back to him. Mishi Gia the Yud Tvachim. However, once it's reached within 10 Tvachim of the ground, Hafcho Alaksav. There's nothing you could do except show kavod for the Sefer and turn it over. Vavinam, but we asked, Amai Hafcho Alaksav, why does he have to turn it over? Halo Nach, the object didn't rest. Va'amar Rava, Bikosel Mishufa, it was talking about a case where it had rolled down a sloped wall from the roof. Then in such a case it's considered rested, and then you're not allowed to bring it back, even though it's not an Iser D'oraisa, because you're holding on to the other edge. Nevertheless, the Sugya Ne'ervin says, since it resembles the Iser D'oraisa, because it was already within 10 Tfachim of the Rishus Harabim, therefore considered as resting in the Rishus Harabim, so even though you're holding on to the other edge, nevertheless, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to bring it back, because it has rested. How did it rest? On the sloped board. Hence we see the idea that a sloped board is considered anacha. Asks the Gemara, that's fine over there in Erevin. Don't bring Erevin to Shabbos. Eimar de Omar Rava b'sefer de Ovid denayich. When did Rava say his chidush that when it comes to a kaisel meshufa, it's considered resting? That's talking about by a sefer that could rest on a sloped board. Mayim, but if you have water on the board, that never rests. Mi avit di denaychi, does it ever rest? It rolls all the way down. Therefore, the Gemara needs to suggest a different pshat to what Rabbi Yochanan had said, that by bringing in water, one will be over the Yisr D'oraisa. Elo Amarava Kigon Shekolat Me'algame Guma. We're talking about where he collected water from a trench, from a hole, and then brought it into a different Rishus. By taking it out of a trench, he's done a legitimate Akira. Asks the Gemara, Me'algame Guma? Pshita! That's going to be Pashut. Says Gemara, Mal the same Amayim Agabi Mayim Lav Hanochahu. I might have thought, since he took the water which was sitting on top of other water, not from the ground itself, but the top of the water, that it's not considered as if it had been resting entirely. Hamash Malon, the chidush is that it's considered resting, and we do consider it Hanocha. Va'az the Rava l'tamei. In this regard, Rava is l'shitasel. The Amar Rava mayim al gabei mayim haynu hanechasan. Water on top of water is considered resting. If you pick it up, then you've been oker it from its makom. Egos al gabei mayim lav haynu hanechasan. However, a nut that is floating, sitting on top of water, is not considered rested, and therefore, by picking it up off of water, is not an akira. The Gemara continues 12 lines from the top. Boi Rava. Rava asked the following shayla. Egos bekli, if you have a nut in a utensil, ukli tzaf al gabi mayim, and the utensil is floating on top of water. Basar egos azlinan v'hanayich. Do we say that you go after the nut, and the nut is resting in a utensil, so it's considered resting? Oh, domo basar kli azlinan. Or do you say that, well, the kli is sitting on top of water, and that is not resting, v'holo nayich. It's not resting, deny it. It's floating along the water. Leaves off the Gemara with a shayla. Teku tishbi yitaretz kushios v'abayas. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. What happens if you have oil that is floating and resting on top of wine? Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'rabbanan. That's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan. This is not as we learned in a Mishnah. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. If you have oil that's floating on top of wine, v'nogat ful yom b'shemen, lo pasal el shemen bilvad. We learned in Tful Yom, in Perek Beis Mishneh, that if you have someone who is Tame, who is a Tful Yom, that touches this oil that's sitting on top of the wine, so then in such a case, the wine doesn't become pasal. In other words, we look them at them as two distinct things. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Amar, Shnei Mechubarim Zeh L'Zeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says they're attached. Says the Gemara brilliantly, just because the wine is considered resting, since in Hilchos Tumah, we don't view the shemen as part of the wine, according to the Tanakama. Therefore, according to the Tanakama, lifting the shemen would not be being okered from a makom that it's nach, because it's never considered resting. It's not considered one with the wine, which is resting in the jug. While according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says that if you touch the oil, you'll be metame the wine, we consider them as being attached, and if they're attached, both of them are resting, and therefore, if you do an akira on the wine, on the oil, excuse me, you pick up the oil in such a case, then that will qualify as a halachic akira mimakom shenach. The Gemara now introduces another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hayatayin oichlin umashkim. Finichnas v'yoytze kol ayoyim kulay. A person is carrying food and drink, and he goes in and out from Rishus Hayochet to Rishus Harabim, back inside. Einoy chayiv ad sheyamoid. You need to stop in order to do hanacha. You're not chayiv until you stop. Amar Abaye v'usha amud lofush. Abaye adds, not only does he need to stop, but he needs to stop in order to rest. If he doesn't stop to rest, but rather to fix the packages, that's not considered stopping at all. Mimai, from where do we know this? Mida Omar Mar, as Mar taught, Teich Dalet Amis Amid Lofush Potter Lekasef Chayiv. Mar taught us the following halach in regards to someone who's walking four Amos in a Rishus HaRabim. We know that there's an Isser of carrying something out from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus HaRabim, that's Hotzah. Rishus HaRabim to Rishus Hayachid, that's Hachnasa. There's another Isser of carrying something four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Mavir. Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Now, in order to be Chayiv for Dalet Amos and Mavir Rishus HaRabim, you need to walk all four Amos. If you stop in between, you do Akira Anach in between, then in such a case, you did not do Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Mar taught the following. Toch Dalet Amos Amad Lofush. If someone stops to rest within four Amos, then he's Potter. Lekasev, to fix the items that are on his shoulders, Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv. Now, the question is, why is he Chayiv when he stopped to fix the objects? At the end of the day, he didn't do an Akira, walk Dalet Amos, and then a Hanacha after four Amos. Didn't he do a Hanacha by stopping within the four Amos, and therefore he should not be Chayiv? The answer is, according to Mar, stopping to fix objects on top of him, to organize them, is not considered halachically stopping. It's only if a person stops to rest. That's exactly why we had learned above that Abaye said that the only time that you're going to be chayiv is if you stop to rest. Chutzadar Amos, if a person stops to rest after four Amos, Amad Lofush chayiv, if he stopped to rest, he's going to be chayiv. Lekasev potter. But if the only time he stops is simply to fix the belongings, in such a case, he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Because there, he never really stopped. Maika mashmalan, shelo haisa akira mishar rishon lekach. The Gemara asks, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Shaloi haisa akira mishar rishon lekach. And when he picked up the object, his intention was not to take it out of the rishus. We spoke about Rabbi Yochanan's psak, that if the individual packs up stuff and he goes in and out, but his intention is not to take it out of the rishus, and he doesn't take out of rishus, he's not going to be chayiv. If that's the chiddush, ha'am Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. We already learned that from Rabbi Yochanan earlier. Damar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'mavir chafotzim mizavis lezavis v'nimla chalein v'otzion poter. If someone moves objects from one place to the next and then changes his mind, in other words, I picked up a sefer, my intention was to take it from the bookcase to the dining room table to read, and then I change my mind and I decide to take it outside. So then in such a case, since the Akira wasn't done to take out from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Ram, the Akira was done to take it, to move from one place in Rishus HaYachid to another. So then if the person changes his mind, takes it out, he won't be Chayiv on it. Shaloh Hayis Akira Mishan Rishan Lekach. So this was already taught by Rabbi Yochanan once before. Answers the Gemara Amorayinu. There were two different versions that the Amorayim were saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mayam Allah Bahai Lashna. One said it in this Lashon, and that was the case of the individual that's going in and out all day. Umar Amalai Bahai Lashon. And one said it in the other Lashon of the individual who's Mavir Chafatim Mizavis Azavis Vinim Lachalehen. And you're right, we already learned this klal, that you need Akira Mishar Rishona Lakach. And we learned it in two different venues. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi component to Daf Hey, and we now Bezer Hashem go to the Halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisparich, our first Halacha topic from Daf Hey emerges from the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis that qualified and clarified what qualifies as a Hanocha Beguf. We know that if a person stops walking, says the Gemara, on Hey Amid Beis in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so then in such a case, there he has done a Hanocha. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he goes out and in all day, but he doesn't stop outside, in such a case, there would never be a rule of Kol Misha Omed Kimei Niach Dami. The Gemara then goes on to differentiate between Omed Lofush v'Omed Likasef. If an individual stopped to rest, that's considered a full-fledged stop. However, if he stopped to fix the belongings on top of him, it's not considered a full stop. This has implications both Lekula and Lechumra. On the one hand, if a person stops within four Amos to rest, then in such a case, he never walked a full four Amos. And therefore, if he stopped to fix the belongings on top of him, and then he finishes the Dalet Amos, and he stops to rest, then he would be Chayiv. It goes in the other direction as well. If a person doesn't stop at all, but the only stop he makes is to fix the belongings on top of him, so then in such a case, he would not be Chayiv if he went back into the house. This comes up in a few practical instances, and the poskim then clarified a little bit more from our sugya. First, in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, this comes up in the following scenario. What if someone is stranded on Erev Shabbos? Every once in a while, this does happen to people, that they were stuck in a Rishus HaRabim carrying things on Shabbos. If the matter is very, very valuable, and there is no goy to guard that valuable item, no goy that one could trust, then in Shulchan Aruch we have the following Eitzah, which is based on our Gemara. Reish Samach Vav Zayin. Im Ein Imoy Shum Echad Mikol Elu Yitaltalenu Pachos Pachos Me'arba Amas. You could walk less than four Amas at a time and stop, thereby reaching your destination without ever having been over being Mavir Dalet Amos. Keep in mind, yesterday we discussed that to walk then into the Rishus HaYachid is also going to be problematic, and we spoke about throwing the object with a shinui into the Rishus HaYachid. But leaving that aside, in terms of traversing the Dalet Amos, he walks and stops less than every four Amos. Points out the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, the stop that we're talking about is Omed Lofush. Omed Likasef, we learned, is not really considered a halachic stopping. Now what we need to do is define what categorizes as Amed Lofush, stopping to rest. This is how the Mishnah Berurah describes it in Sif Katan Yudches, V'yamud Lofush Bein Asayim Rega Achad Lahafzik Beineham. He has to stop to rest in between his four Amos. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments and quotes a Yesh Machmirim in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Taz. The Yesh Machmirim Shetzarach Dafka Leishe Bein Asayim Olaniach HaChefetz Al Gabi HaKarkam. My Rebbe Remensal pointed out that the source of the Yesh Machmirim is a Taz, which actually mentions specifically to sit down, entirely stop and sit down, or the Mishnah Berurah added to place an object on the ground. The Halacha L'maisa conclusions from that diuk of Rav Nevensal, you can see in Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare. However, for our purposes, the pshat in this taz, Rav Nevensal was masbir, is based on the following. Who says if an individual, when he stops, simply because he doesn't want to be over an iser, is called omed lofush? Maybe that's closer to omed likasef. For that reason, the Yesh Machmirim say, you've got to do such a dramatic stop, like even sit on the ground. Rav Nevensal therefore argues that even if one is not going to go so far as the Taz, the only time it's considered Omed Lofush is an instance where, in Rav Nevensal's words, Im Samach Alo Ikuv Have Omed Lofush. He himself wanted to stop, then that's Omed Lofush. What happens if he wants to walk but the red light stopped him. The policeman stopped him. In such a case, it could very well be that that does not qualify as omeid lofush. This is another beautiful instance where Rav Neman Sal's Mahalach corresponds beautifully to what his Rebbe said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Shmiru Shavas Kilchasa Perek Yud Ches, in the new edition. Ha'ara Reish Lamed Zayin has a disagreement with Rav Moshe Feinstein exactly about this issue. Stopping at a red light, is that considered Omeid Lofush or Omeid Likasef? The position of Rav Shlomo Zalman was that it is does not qualify as Omeid Lofush unless the person is doing it biritzono, and he wants to stop. Stopping for a red light, he doesn't want to do. It seems that the Sfas Emes says this idea as well. In Kuf Na'an Gimel, in Meseches Shabbos, on Mebeis, the Dibar Masel B'Gemara V'ha, the Sfas Emes says, V'im kein b'kai gavno de muchrech lamo mitzad siba acheres, eino b'chalal. Lofush. So Rav Neman Sal's Malchum Yitzchak Yikare fits beautifully with the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman. It should be known, this is of course very important for people in New York, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his alluded to a different position in Os Beis, in Simin Chof Ches, in Chelek Hei, and as well, others have quoted it in his name. We mentioned yesterday Rav Bloy Sefer, Nesiva Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Ha'ara Lamedalid, quotes this as well from Rav Moshe, that any time a person stops, even if it wasn't necessarily his will, he was stopped by a red light, at the end of the day, he's not stopping Likasef, that would be enough to qualify as Omeid Lofush. So bottom line, when a person is walking Dalet El Dalet, we have a big Machlokis Haposkim, whether that is considered stopping Lofush if he stops for a red light, or due to someone else. It is interesting to note, the HaMesifta edition, in the Pnini HaLacha points this out, and it's an excellent Ha'ara, that in Simen Shin Mem Tes Sifkotin Yudches, the Sharetzion seems to lean closer to the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Sharetzion writes, "Afilu im loy omad lofush behedya rak bishvil eza siba shemino lelech kivan shelo omad l'sakin derech maso." And the expression in the Gemara of omad lofush is lav dafka rak lafuke shelo omad l'sakin. It could very well be that the Sharetzion is a strong raya to Rav Moshe Feinstein's position. However, of course, as being zocha to be a Talmud of Rav Neman Sal, I feel the obligation also to defend Rav Neman Sal's position. It could dafka work out very beautifully. And that is, Rav Neman Sal might have been working, I can't speak for Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the Ha'ara and the B'Yitzchak Yikare started off, as you could recall, in being Masbir the V'yei Shomrim, who says that you even have to sit down. In other words, simply stopping for the halacha is not enough. That was Rav Neman Sal's Hesber. Sharetzion clearly rejects that shita, the Sharetzion that we quoted from Simen Shin Mem Tes, and it could very well be that Rav Neman Sal and Rav Shlomo Zalman were being choshesh for this V'yei Shomrim, and Rav Moshe in the Mishnah Berurah that says you have to sit down, and stopping for any alternative reason, if it's not Mamish Omed Lofush, would be problematic. Therefore, if one is stopped because someone else stopped you, so then in such case that also doesn't qualify. However, if Moshe is going with the position of the Sharetzion that rejects that Yesh Omrim, that seems to have a much broader definition of Omeid Lofush. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And this is the practical application, that someone on Erev Shabbos, if they have to carry, they fall into the category of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Vav Siv Zayin, where they could carry Dalet al Dalet, less than Dalet al Dalet, each moment, stopping for every less than every four Amos to be Omeid Lofush, and we have a Machlokis, how that's supposed to be done. Of course, this Heter only applies if there is a tremendous Tzorech, and if it happened on Erev Shabbos, when a person was stranded with very valuable belongings, and no Goyim are around. In such an instance, according to the Yesh Omrim, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Neman Sal, one should be careful not to stop simply by a red light, but one should stop entirely on one's own volition.